Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As we get ready to resume our discussion of our look into the budget proposal. Well, actually, it's not a proposal now, the budget. This is it in its essence that has been given to America. A lot of economists and others are saying it's really going to hurt. And I do mean hurt. It's going to hurt economically. It's going to hurt financially. It's going to hurt mentally. It's going to hurt emotionally. It's going to hurt. The song you're hearing is called Triste. Spanish word that means sad. It's by Caldera. We're continuing to see what the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, whom I'll call the Center, are sharing with us with regards to the budget that the Republicans have given to Americans. All Americans. Did they give us something that's going to help? Did they give us something that is going to hurt? Will it bring great pain? Will it bring great fulfillment for Americans, especially middle class and poor Americans? Well, we've been talking about cuts. That House budget plan called for cutting mandatory programs by $4.6 trillion over 10 years. Cutting mandatory programs by $4.6 trillion over a 10-year period from 2019 to 2028, almost $5 trillion in funding for programs used by Americans will be cut. It allocates these cuts across different budget functions, as is typical for a budget resolution. It doesn't indicate all of the specific program cuts that would be made to achieve the savings. Some highlights are made, though, with regards to cuts. And here we go. One thing that they do estimate is that they were estimating this just before the budget came out. Half of the budget's entitlement cuts would fall on programs that assist low-income individuals and moderate-income individuals. Half of those cuts would hit these two groups, low-income individuals and moderate-income individuals. This is what they look like. $1.5 trillion cut from Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. So they are really making it clear that just as they did not come up with solid health care plans when the various occasions when they had the White House and the Senate and the House of Representatives. And as they made it clear, they did not want such a program in place for Americans when President Barack Obama was president. They're making it clear that they meant it when they said they're going to do everything in their power to get rid of health care coverage for many, many millions of Americans. Now, I know a lot of people were hearing them say, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. And a lot of people applauded that. And then clapping so loud when they heard the Republican politicians say, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. I think they failed to hear the interpretation of that, which is we're going to get rid of the plan that provides coverage for children up to age 26 instead of age 22. We're going to get rid of this plan that says it's illegal for insurance companies to deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. We're going to get rid of this plan that makes it illegal for insurance companies to drop coverage for people who have catastrophic events that cost the insurance companies big, big bucks. A lot of people just dismissed the fact that getting rid of the Affordable Care Act would also mean getting rid of the opportunity for hospitals to receive financial compensation for health care that they provided in their emergency rooms all across this country. $1.5 trillion cut from Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Medicaid, helping so many people who have no other way of receiving health care coverage, paying for it. $1.5 trillion. The budget incorporates the Affordable Care Act repeal bill that the House passed in 2017, which the Congressional Budget Office found at the last time that that bill was being covered, considered in that time, would cause 23 million fellow Americans to lose coverage by 2026 and would result in less adequate or more expensive coverage for millions more. Less adequate coverage and more expensive coverage for more, millions more than the 23 million who will lose coverage entirely. Ask yourself, does that help build America? Does that hurt America? Does that help tear America down? Of course, the way to answer that question is, well, is it building up Americans? Is it building up American citizens, or is it making life extremely difficult for American citizens? The bill would effectively eliminate the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion to low-income adults. It would increase premiums, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs for millions of people who have individual market coverage. You have to understand now, their budget is designed to bring about these outcomes. Increased premiums, increased deductibles. Where are your premiums now? Where are your deductibles now? They're going to go up for many, many millions of people. It will restructure Medicaid by imposing a per capita cap on federal funding per enrollee, regardless of actual health care costs. The budget also would require all states to take away Medicaid from people who don't meet work requirements, cutting the program by another $132 billion, thereabouts. But they're not just going to be cutting from the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid. Older people who are covered, you're going to be running into a bit of a jam here. Roughly $537 billion will be cut from Medicare. The budget would raise Medicare's eligibility age from 65 to 67. May not sound like a big deal, but think about it. 65 years old. Body's been around for a while. Is there a possibility? I mean, what could possibly go wrong with a body that's 65 in the 2-year period that it would take for that body to turn 67? It would raise Medicare's eligibility age from 65 to 67. It would increase overall deductibles for Medicare, and it would replace Medicare's guarantee of health coverage with a flat premium support payment or voucher that beneficiaries would use to help buy either private health insurance or a form of traditional Medicare. A voucher to buy either private health insurance sounds kind of promising, right? Doesn't that sound encouraging? Think about what's happening with people who have the individual market coverage. Out-of-pocket costs, deductibles, premiums going up, and they've already made it clear that the quality of the care, the coverage, is going to go down. So don't think that because they're going to give you a voucher where they determine how much you get to buy health insurance, private health insurance, means you're finally going to be able to get what President Obama was trying to get the Republicans and the Democrats to give to all Americans. The Democrats went along with it, the Republicans refused, and that is allowing all Americans to get the same health care coverage that the members of Congress get. It could be done and without breaking the bank. But we have a lot of people, including many, many millions and millions of people from amongst we the people who do not want Americans to have that. Most people who will remain in traditional Medicare would pay much higher premiums than under current law, according to a Congressional Budget Office analysis of similar proposals. We all need to eat. We need to eat. And some people need assistance in getting the food that we need to eat. In a show of their love for their country, the Republicans have determined to cut approximately $157 billion from SNAP. The plan calls for imposing work requirements that would take food assistance away from individuals who are out of work and not in a job training program. Now, listen to this. I want you to remember what I shared with you before. The Republicans, along with, and not just in Congress, but along with our Republicans in Congress, when I say Congress, I'm talking the House and the Senate now, along with our Republican president, have put a budget into play that makes major cuts to job training programs. They have made major cuts to job training programs. They're looking at ways to take more monies away from the student loan program for college. And they're mandating work requirements. And if an individual is out of work and not in a job training program, they would have food assistance taken away. Now think about how difficult it is for people to get jobs now. How very, very difficult it is for people to get jobs. Think about how much harder it would be for people to get jobs as we go, look down the road if they cannot get trained for jobs. And the Republicans' answer to that dilemma is to make the dilemma worse by making significant cuts to job training programs and then saying you have to be working or you have to be involved in a job training program in order to continue to receive your food assistance. But wait, there's more. Other SNAP cuts would take a hit, including ending assistance for some working families who have high expenses, such as the cost for child care. The cuts called for in the budget plan are far deeper than those in the already troubling House passed Farm Bill, which would eliminate or reduce food assistance for more than 1 million low-income households with more than 2 million people. The budget plan also proposes to increase state flexibility to achieve some of its SNAP savings. In past GOP budgets, proposals like that one have included converting SNAP into some type of block grant that would reduce funding steadily over time and eliminate a guarantee of food assistance. Have the states do their thing, the state representatives, the state legislators, I should say, kick their plans, their proposals into high gear as to how funding for food assistance will be handled. And one of the outcomes will be that funding for food assistance will be steadily reduced. $766 billion from other income security programs. Entitlement cuts to other federal income support programs like SSI, Supplemental Security Income, something that is used by people who, for example, may have some disabilities. TANF, by increasing work requirements. Cuts to child nutrition by limiting the community eligibility option, which enables schools in high poverty areas to provide meals at no charge to all students and be reimbursed based on the poverty level of the school students. So many families with so many challenges financially. And we've been talking, we've heard people talking for decades about how important it is for our children to go to school well-fed. Because for everyone, regardless of income level, the brain works better when the body has been fed, well-fed. Brain works better, people can perform better academically. The better people perform academically, the better their chances of eventually obtaining good employment. So the Republicans, knowing all of this, have determined that they're going to make sure that the budget that they, in fact, they've made sure that the budget that they have given to Americans is one that significantly reduces the ability of people who live in high poverty areas to receive, for some, the only meal that they might get in an entire day, and that is the school lunch. Other meals provided at no charge so that they could be fed at least while they're at school, one or two meals. They may not get anything else the rest of that day. No dinner, no snacks at home. And when school is out, then what? So at least when school is in and they're in school, people who care and show that they care say, look, let's provide some funding to help them eat. The Republicans are saying enough of that. The specified policy changes fall well short of the budget's total savings in that area, substantial for the cuts across programs. And its function, possibly including the earned income tax credit, which has helped so many families in financial need, and a refundable portion of the child tax credit would be needed to achieve the targeted amount. And there's more. How many of you have received some kind of student aid that you had to have in order to attend college?